Today on the Morning Moose Show, we got an update on the Cody Juliana baby. The Morning Moose Show baby's coming.
Plus, what you found in someone's house. You learn your friend has a foot fetish, one way or the other.
Not judging. Enjoy the Moose Tracks.
Gladys.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
What'd you find at somebody's house? Maybe you're hanging out, visiting. 244-1033 or Facebook. Laser, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Bo from Indianola.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, for your topic of the day.
Yeah.
Me and my wife were at my best friend's house, whose wedding I'm going to go to this coming year.
April?
And,
Yeah.
Maybe April.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, we were at his house, and we were rolling through the state, and he let us stay the night, and he had to go to work and whatnot, so, you know, we were there. But my wife decided she's going to get on his computer before we leave and look up for, like, I guess, like, coupons for, like, Food Lion,
mm-hmm.
you know, the grocery store Food Lion. Well, she got FOO entered in it, and the web browser exploded with foot fetish websites. I mean, there was no, you know, like, other word in there. It was all foot. I mean, the whole 75 addresses that showed up on the web browser was foot fetish.
Aren't you supposed to, like, have somebody in your life to clear your web browser if you die unexpectedly?
I think I'm that guy that would clear his web browser if he died unexpectedly, if I could get to it in time.
Like, everybody should have that person in their life. Like, hey, if I get hit by a car and die, please clear my web browser.
Don't let the feds come over. I got some weird stuff on there.
Did you or the wife bring it up to the friend, or just kind of, whoop, nope?
We still haven't let him live it down yet. Like, this has been several years ago, too. But, you know, she come out and goes, hey, what is this? And she points at it, and he was so embarrassed. And then, like, a couple weeks later, you know, we'd be like, yeah, well, nothing, you know, feet can't handle. And
aha.
But when she pointed at it, she used her bare toe
to
point at it.
I told her she should have, but then I don't know. He might have gotten his rocks off, you know, a little foot fetish going on.
Yeah. We don't want to push it too far with the foot.
What's this? And he's like,
Yeah, right, she used to wear flip-flops all the time, but then she started wearing tennis shoes around.
Yeah.
Had enough yet? More Moose Tracks now.
I don't know if it's really an impulse buy.
I think
we
need to set the stage, because yesterday I asked if you wanted to get a burrito.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, oh, no.
I don't want to get that $8 burrito, because it might put us in bankruptcy at the Moose household.
Because you bought... Wait, does Jody know that you bought it?
I told her Friday I was going to get it, and so I bought a new iPad.
Ooh, which one?
iPad Air.
iPad Air.
The latest one.
Oh, the latest one.
Yeah, I mean, that's my MO, is I don't get, like, the nicest. I don't get the cheapest. I get pretty good. Pretty good, you know.
Did you get the 64 gig or 256 gig?
64 gig. I don't need that much space.
Which color? Space gray, gold, or
space
silver?
Space gray.
Of course you did.
That's irrelevant here.
Ah, okay. Oh, yes, Lord. That's a little expensive. That's pricey.
I also got an Apple Pencil.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, because when I was storyboarding the Jason video for Costumes for Kids,
sure.
I was using my old iPad with a stylus.
Oh.
And it worked fine, but you know, that iPad I had was, geez, I got that when I think Evie was 3.
Yeah.
I've had a long time, and in technology terms, 5 years, 6 years doesn't seem like a long time, but in technology, that's a long time. And since then, I've gotten Jody a newer iPad, and you know, I try to take care of her, and it helps her with her art and stuff. And so, I don't know, I just needed a new one, you know? And I kind of think that I've been reading, like, you know, you could make these kind of into your laptop.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that out, see how viable that is now. They mentioned that a few years ago.
So that means you're going to have to buy the keyboard now.
Well, those are cheap if I need to.
That's how Apple gets you.
Those are cheap. I'm not going to buy their keyboard, because that's $160.
Oh, you're going to come in next week with, like, the Apple Watch on.
No.
The brand new Mac, iPhone 11 Pro Max Species X 124 Flip.
But anyway, you know, I got a little, got a good voice job check and a little bonus here. And it's like, you know, we're a one income family, but I don't like splurge.
Papa needs a new iPad.
Yeah, it's just, daddy needed a new one. And like I said, maybe that could be a laptop replacement. I don't know.
Mate.
And if I could do that, then maybe I could finally get Jody her new laptop.
Well, let me tell you.
She's using my laptop from 2009.
Oh, Lord. The purchase I made was 100% impulse. And yeah, I blame Facebook for it. So it got a little bonus from the station for all the hard work I do here. And I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I don't know why, because I've never seen an ad for this before in my life. But I get scrolling through, and I see this ad for Kate Spade. And she's was this designer. She made these beautiful purses. She passed away a few months ago. And it's like, oh, 75% off purses and wallets. And I was like, what? Because her things are so expensive. Like, I could never justify spending $250 on a purse. Because that's what a lot of hers start at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm creeping on it. I go to the page and I was like, oh, these deals probably aren't going to be that good. Skirt, skirt. I saw a purse that was $300 for $69. I thought, oh, my word. Oh, my word.
Oh, jeebus.
And of course, I'd just gotten done like wrestling Thor away from eating something. So I was like, you know what? Hair flip. I deserve this. So I put this cute black purse in the bag, you know, in my little shopping cart.
Ew.
Then I was like, well, I need a wallet, obviously. So I go to the wallet page, and like this cute little wallet was originally $150 on sale for $40. I said, oop, oop, yes, I need that too. Go ahead and put it in. Anybody else need anything?
They'd be like, I need some shoes to match this bag. Ooh, girl.
No, I wouldn't buy shoes from Kate Spade, but yeah, I was pretty amazed. Ooh, let me show you how cute this black purse is.
You know
is
that
loose.
Because you... Yeah, it looks like a purse to me.
Okay. Well,
I never understood the whole like, ooh, look at this purse. This is nice. It looks like a purse.
I know.
But... you know, because you clicked on that on Facebook, you're going to get a ton more.
I'm actually okay with that because I got it for 75% off, so I'm not mad.
Yeah, but are you sure it's legit?
I mean,
like there's some guy in a slave encampment in North Korea.
It's from Kate Spade.
Packing a Kate Spade with two A's in Spade purse into a box to go into Des Moines, Iowa.
It is from katespade.com.
Okay.
The original. So, yeah, I'm pretty proud of my purchase, but then all of my student loans hit and my car payment hit and my insurance hit. So I might just be eating ravioli out of this purse.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
I tweeted out a link to this BuzzFeed article where they asked a bunch of babysitters to share what they found in the houses they babysat for. They had some interesting responses. One said, the mom I babysat for had me watch her kids while she went to blank her husband's ex-best friend.
Awkward. There was the one where they went in the basement and found all the Nazi stuff.
Oh, no.
When my grandpa died and all my mom and her three brothers went to go through the house, he had money stuffed everywhere. Like,
really?
Yeah, in the ceiling, under floorboards, in books, so they couldn't throw out any books. They had to leaf through every single book that he had because he would stuff money in them. Yeah, everywhere.
Oh, man.
Everywhere. Socks. Had them in socks. Kitchen cap. Like, imagine the most random places that, kind of like El Camino, where Jesse's rifling through the fridge and finds, yeah, that was my grandpa.
Some people just don't trust banks. And
especially that generation.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to put it in a shoe, and hopefully no one takes this shoe of mine.
One of the submissions on this BuzzFeed thing, again, it's on our Twitter. When I was 13, I used to babysit for my neighbor's three kids, and one day the 7-year-old asked me to get a toy from her parents' dresser. So I went into the room and opened the dresser. The first drawer, there was nothing but stacks of cash. I thought, weird, but not my business. Then a little girl pointed at the second drawer and said, oh, don't open that one. Mommy says it has bags of sugar in it.
Miranda on Facebook said, my family came to visit once from out of town while I was at work. Apparently, my roommate at the time was using our tub to wash her sex toy collection. Ew. My grandfather found that pretty horrifying.
244-1033 or Facebook, what'd you find in somebody else's house, whether you're visiting, dating, or babysitting? Who's this?
This is Connor.
What's up, Connor?
About my Tinder date is about a year ago. It was pretty creepy.
It was pretty creepy.
So you went on you found a girl on Tinder,
right?
Went on a date, and did you go back to her house?
Yeah, we went out for dinner. It was in Ames, actually. I went to her house, and she was like, just make yourself at home, you know, just make yourself comfortable, you know. And she went to the bathroom for a minute, And I looked back to the side of her bed, and man, there was handcuffs. There's just the whole BDSM stuff there. And I was like, oh gosh, man. You know, and it just freaked me out, you know, because you don't expect to see that on like the first date, right?
Right, right. Was she looking to do that the first date?
You say if I was looking, I wasn't looking to do that the first day. I was just looking just, you know,
to get it.
Have a nice, normal date and just meet somebody, you know?
Okay, but did she want to do that?
I have no idea.
Did you get up and run, or did you ask her about it when she came back?
I got up and ran. I ran like a madman.
And then you were like, wait, I might want these handcuffs. Let me grab these.
Connor,
wow.
No.
Connor's like, for some people that's cool. For me, nah, not really.
No, yeah. That's
not your thing.
That's like that's way out of my thing, you know.
Your comfort zone. Sure, sure. Well, you should have known that was going to happen at dinner. She kept talking about safe words.
Yeah, probably. Peaches.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So up until...
They don't have that on the dessert menu.
So up until then, a good date.
Oh, yeah. She seemed like a very normal person. It's one of the more quieter girls, actually. So, I mean...
Nice.
It's always the quiet ones.
Right.
I think so. You know, it's the quiet girls.
She's like, well, what do you say we go back to my house, get a little wine, and maybe you could pull my earlobes off.
Twist my n*** until I feel something.
What's the, did she ever get back to you? Did you get back to her after that?
I ended up making some excuse up, I think. She was like, where'd you go? And I was like, my grandma wanted me to come over for dinner real quick.
I had violent diarrhea. I had to go.
Yeah.
All right, Connor, fun. Well, now you know to update your Tinder profile.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
So we've been, of course, keeping tabs on Cody and Juliana. Cody, the cancer-free Cody, now going to be a dad Cody, in their quest to have a baby. And they had trouble with the cancer battles. It was almost medically impossible for him to produce a child. Luckily, he had some forethought and froze some of his stuff. And even when they tried doing that, they could not get pregnant. Won a contest, an online contest where you write to this fertility clinic and tell them in a few pages, you know, why you deserve to be win the free fertility treatment. What's it called?
IVF.
Yeah, in vitro fertilization.
I don't like that movement that you did.
Finger
just
movement.
Just
I did.
Up in there.
Yeah. So they won and went out to California. The whole treatments, the shots, all the traveling, juggling work schedules.
Hormone stuff you got to do.
And they finally told us that they got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about eight and a half months ago.
9 months ago.
About 9 months ago, because now we got an update from Cody and Juliana. What's up, Cody?
We're actually going to the hospital to be induced today.
Oh, yeah. My God, baby's coming.
That baby did not want to come out on time. It was just like, you know what? It's warm in here.
It's comfy and thinks it's really cold outside.
Yeah. He's like, oh, October, I don't like this.
Exactly.
Aw, yeah. Yay! Thundercats, go!
Yeah, so we're actually just leaving the house to head over to the hospital.
What time is the inducement? When are we thinking?
Well, kind of when we get there.
Oh, yeah, okay. They'll start.
A little after 7:30.
They'll start it, but it's going to probably take a while.
Yeah, it'll take up to 24 hours. So.
Oh, no. I didn't know if it was like a... You know, expect to have things moving along within 45 minutes. I didn't know how that worked, but...
No.
So when they...
So, for me, they're breaking my water, and that hopefully will put my body into natural contractions. And then, hopefully, you'll go without having to do other things.
Are you kind of upset that you didn't have that moment where you're like, oh, my water broke?
Yeah.
Seems like nobody...
Didn't want to do. It was one of the things I didn't really want to do, but...
Coming to find that's mostly a movie thing. Like the water breaks. Oh my God, get Martha, share water broke. You know, there's that puddle underneath her ankles.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that in real life. And I'm sure it happens, but it seems like more often than not, it's like, time to go to the hospital.
Yeah, most of the time it happens toward the end, not at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So when they induce you, what do they do?
Just for me, they're just breaking my water to hopefully get the body to say, oh, we're ready, we need to do something. If it doesn't work and they're not strong enough or the baby's not progressing, they'll put me on Pitocin.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then that will artificially start contractions to make the baby move.
All right. Well, guys, good luck. We got to go, but let us know.
Good luck evicting your child.
Thank you.
Oh, it's fun. Nerves.
Keep us posted. Put us on speakerphone when you're pushing. We would love... Love to give you some encouragement.
All right.
There might be a little cut thing in that moment. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of... You have to edit that quite a bit for all the bleeping. So.
Yeah, Cody, put the phone up while it's happening.
Yeah.
Right, Juliana? You're cool with that, right, Juliana? Yeah.
No.
Nah, all right, good luck, guys.
Love you.
Right, thank you, guys.
Go get them.
Love you, guys.
Love you. Bye.
I'm getting a grandbaby today.
Oh, my gosh. By tomorrow, they'll be parents, for sure.
Maybe.
Probably today, later today.
You think?
If not. Let's see, they're going there now. I would imagine by noon, they'll have a baby out.
I don't know. She said it could take up to 24 hours.
True.
And that little peanut's been in there for like an extra week, so.
He's overcooked.
Just roasting.
He's going to be like 35 years old when he comes out.
Hey, guys.
Give me a natty light.
Comes out with a cigarette already lit.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, Cody and Juliana. We're excited for you. Can't wait to see what you're going to have. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Bring it here right after.
Yeah. We have towels and...
Dry that baby off and bring it here.
Like every other movie cliche, we have towels and hot water.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.